the fact is that when there are divisions based on concepts, differences of concepts, it is impossible to remove those divisions without bringing the concepts into harmony with each other. There is no shortcut to that. It's impossible. It's illogical to believe that just by removal of the names of sects you can bring them together. As long as you believe that according to the Holy Quran, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is dead. He did not die upon cross, but he died, lived a natural life, long life, quite some time after crucifixion, from where he was delivered by Allah, in a state of coma or semi-death. It appeared to be death, but it was in fact a coma. And he was revived from that state, and he lived a long, mature life afterwards, and reached the age of 120 years and all that. Now, that is a long story, but to cut it short, from the Holy Quran, you believe that he did not die upon cross, and he lived a long life after having delivered. Is that correct? Okay. So if somebody comes to you from among other sects and says, for the sake of unity, let us join and become one, how could you become one? As long as you do not agree with their view on Jesus Christ, you cannot become one. Or can you?
Well, if we go back to Quran, Hadith, and Sunnah, if you easily can be united, surely we can come back to some conclusion.
How can they be united? Quran, Sunnah, and
Sunnah? No, what I mean is, if they can believe all these three, unfortunately some of them don't.
Please sit down, you don't understand the point. The point is that if you believe that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, did not die upon cross, but was initially crucified, all right. An attempt was made upon his life through crucifixion, but Allah saved him, and he lived a long life afterwards, and died later on. This is your belief, and that is based on the Holy Quran. And other Muslims say that my belief, based on the Holy Quran, in which he believes, does he not? He says, my belief, based on the Holy Quran, is this, that he was never crucified. He was taken to heaven somewhere, and he is still living there with the same body, still alive. And he would descend one day bodily again to this earth and would fight the battle of Islam, because this time he would have got converted to Muslim. Is that not correct? So, as long as these two differences remain, based on the fundamentals book, the Holy Quran, how can you become one sect instead of two? That is an enigma which I can't solve.
You see, sir, again it goes back to the interpretation of the Holy Quran. There is no uniformity, unfortunately, between these Muslims. So, some interpret some verses different to some other interpretation which we have.
So,
this is the main drawback.
So how can you remove it?
Our saying is that if it's possible, we as the Hindus could have a universal dictionary sort of thing, which would solve these problems to some extent.
My answer is inna lillahi inna ilaihi raji'un. That's all. You write a universal dictionary, or anyone else writes universal dictionary, and you think that all the mullahs would agree, now this is the problem is solved. They were just waiting for a dictionary, not for a prophet to come. The fact is that whenever these differences appear, it is only Allah who takes the matters in his own hands, and if he decides to keep a religion alive, then he always sends someone from himself. It has never occurred once in the entire universe that instead of Allah sending someone from himself, the Maulvis or the religious scholars of that day suddenly got together and solved their differences. settled their differences and became brothers like brothers. Has it ever happened in the world?
No.
It can never, because they go on bifurcating, dividing further and further. This is a natural phenomenon, which has never been reversed once in history. So you are asking me to give you a solution for the impossible. I can't. The only solution is that Allah always sends someone from Himself, and He restarts from where things were, from where the truth had disappeared earlier. He goes back in time and starts from the time of the earlier prophet, takes up the truth when it is still unmolested and unadulterated, and re-spreads the message from there. He is hated, he is opposed, he is persecuted, his followers are tortured, and every atrocity is committed against them, no doubt. But ultimately, he goes on growing at the cost of all other sects around him. And this is how one single religion comes into being again, once more. This is the only phenomena I know from religious history and none other. So if you have one in mind, you suggest, but it is not a dictionary, that I assure you. No dictionary could ever bring people together.